Just ahead, an interview with Jack Benny, the elder statesman of the comedy profession. Plus, the latest sports news from our own Mel Allen.
Promise me you will be by my side through thick and thin. If you say you will stay, we can let our love begin. In return, take this heart of mine. Just remember, you'll never find a heart so kind or another love so fine. Never before was I free to fall for anyone. Never before could I see it all within you. Here and now, you will always be my own. Tell me you will be true, and I won't be left alone. In return, take this heart of mine. Just remember, you'll never find a heart so kind or another love so fine. Never before was I free to fall for anyone.
If you think your family is getting enough of the right foods, you'll be surprised at a new government report on nutrition. It indicates that 50%, yes, 50% of American families studied have diets that fall below the recommended levels in one or more vitamins or other nutrients. 20% of the diets are rated poor, below two-thirds of the recommended levels. The most common vitamin shortages are in vitamin A and vitamin C. Diets are worse now than a decade ago. Both rich and poor are choosing the wrong foods. Maybe you are too. So why not take out some vitamin insurance? Give your family one-a-day brand multiple vitamins. Or if your children like the chewy kind, give them Chox chewable vitamins. Both supply vitamin A and vitamin C, plus all the other vitamins you normally need to take. Start your day with one-a-day or Chox. Family Vitamin Insurance from Miles Laboratories.
Jack Benny, regarded by some connoisseurs as the finest man and the funniest man in show business. He'll be featured on NBC TV special this coming Wednesday, titled Jack Benny's Carnival Nights. Monitor's Shirley Etter talked with Jack during a break in the rehearsal studio.
Do you pick your own guest stars, or do you pick from a list, or what?
Well, we discuss them. Naturally, I have to be the last word on who I want on the show. And right or wrong, I have to be the last word.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes I have to be the last word on everything.
Do you
right or wrong, and sometimes I'm wrong, and sometimes I'm right, and that's the way it is.
Jack, do you still go to Hillcrest every... weekend and...
Well, I play golf there whenever I can, but we've been so busy right now with this show that I haven't had time.
You haven't stopped working, actually, because I...
Not too much, no.
And you don't want to stop working?
Well, I don't want to work too much. I'll try and cut down a little bit every year. I've always said that, but then things come up and you, you get involved. That's where the problem is. You get involved in things that you don't mean to get involved in, but you can't help it.
Well, you would not be happy just going and
playing golf.
You couldn't live like that.
No, but I could live and be happy doing a little less than I do.
Jack, are you still friendly with many of the people who started in the business with you? Do you ever, you know... I see you have Benny Rubin on the show.
Oh, sure. I've known Benny Rubin all my life in show business, you know.
You...
And practically everybody that's still alive...
You think you could take the grind of a Broadway show now?
It all depends. Now, a lot of people think it'd be very tough. It all depends how good it was. But it was a real funny, good show... Maybe I could.
Same lines, night after night. You could take that?
I think so. You could take it only in New York.
Yes.
Because in New York, you would always have a lot of friends in the audience, and you'd always want to give a good performance. So New York City would be about the only place, or London, maybe.
Do they send you scripts to read for Broadway shows?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Well, you've got the best writers in the whole wide world. Why don't you get them to write you a Broadway show, a funny
show? Well, they don't want to take the time to do it because you never know what the result will be with a Broadway
show.
That's
a gamble, isn't it?
That's a big gamble.
No. Anyway, now you're working with Lucia. Lucia Ball is your guest on this show. Now, you see, you're NBC and she is with CBS. And I guess you have to be as big as Jack Benny and Lucia Ball across those border lines. Not many people are permitted to do that.
Well, you see, CBS, they figure out... Now, I've been on Lucille's show already, and we alternate, and we owe each other a show, and so they just have to let us do it.
Yeah, but you have to be superstars to do it.
Well, sometimes they won't allow people to do it. Most of the time, though, if they think it's going to be a good show, they let you do it.
Give me the cast, the lineup on this show.
Well, there's Lucille Ball, Johnny Carson.
Heard of him.
Ben Blue. You've heard of him.
I bet I have.
Paul Revere and his Raiders.
Have I heard of them?
So we got quite a show. Got a lot of cameos.
For instance, who? Name one or two.
Oh, everybody you can think of in the business is in the doing the cameos.
I'll be looking for some of your best friends sneaking through, maybe Bob Hope, you know.
You will probably see him.
Jack Benny, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
This is Shirley Eater for Monitor.
Jack Benny, backstage at a rehearsal for his NBC TV special, Jack Benny's Carnival Nights, upcoming this Wednesday evening.
You think you're a bright, and then you see the light of better ideas from Ford. Those better
Now's the time to see the light, because there's never been a better time to buy the original success car, Mustang. Right now, for a limited time only, there are two new low-priced Mustang Sprints. One with special wheel covers, pop-open gas cap, and sporty seat stripe. The other has all that, plus wide oval tires, styled steel wheels, and fog lamps. See these low-priced Mustang Sprints and see why. The switch is on to Ford.
Those better ideas from Ford.
Ahead, Petula Clark. That little bundle from Britain will sing for us. So stay. You're on the Monitor Beacon.
This is Lee Leonard inviting the housewives of New York to close ranks and join forces with me. Weekdays from 11 till 2 on WNBC. Every day is a battle against the mundane, the ordinary, the trite. So get in the fray with Lee's Army. You'll grant there's a difference in your day.
Easter and springtime mean new beginnings. Why not give a fresh start in life to a needy child in Appalachia, or to an American Indian child, or to a youngster in a depressed area overseas? Send your contribution today to Save the Children Federation, Box 120, New York, New York, 10017. That's Save the Children, Box 120, New York, New York, 10017.
Monitor, New York, WNBC, New York.
Here comes more of Monitor.
And here comes the big voice of little Petula Clark, one of the busiest singers around with television, radio, commercials, nightclubs, and personal appearances. Here she is with her latest Kiss Me Goodbye.
We choose it, win or lose it. Love is never quite the same. love you. Now I've lost you. Don't feel bad. You're not to blame.
Music. This one by the singing team of Simon and Garfunkel, Scarborough Fair.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme.
On Today in Sports. Monitor Sports is brought to you by your A to Z Rental Center, where you can borrow whatever your heart desires. What's your job? What's your need? What's your pleasure? Your local A to Z Rental Center is your one-stop community rental center because it has more of everything to make your home and your life brighter, lighter, and more comfortable. Borrow equipment to fix up and paint up your home. Mow, hoe, and sow your garden. Borrow equipment for parties, invalid needs, camping, and a lot more. Just name it. A to Z has it. And at reasonable rental rates. Come in and see how much smarter it is to borrow any equipment you need for any reason from A to Z. A to Z Rental Center. And that's it. You'll save money, time and trouble, and storage space. Look under Rental Service in the yellow pages for the A to Z Rental Center nearest you. There's an A to Z Rental Center where you can borrow whatever your heart desires. A to Z Rental Center. For whatever has to be done. For work or fun. Now, at the Monitor Sports Desk, Mel Allen in person.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much, Ed.
Let me hear that again.
Thank you very much, Ed. In person. College basketball holds the spotlight today. This afternoon in a first-round game at the National Invitational Tournament, Notre Dame defeated Army 62-57, despite a 31-point effort by West Point's Bill Chutsky. And in another NIT game, still underway, Bradley is leading LIU 41-36. Two more games set for tonight. Duquesne plays Fordham, and Dayton takes on West Virginia. Four regional champions will be crowned tonight in the NCAA tournament. In the East, North Carolina plays Davidson. For the Mid-East crown, Ohio State and Kentucky battle it out. Texas Christian goes against undefeated and number one ranked Houston in the Midwest. And out in the far West, defending champion UCLA takes on surprising Santa Clara. John Bauer of Lewiston, Maine, became the first American in history to win a major Nordic combined skiing event. He scored a spectacular victory in the Holmenkollen Games at Oslo, Norway. That event combines cross-country racing and jumping. In the Roush Cup Ski Championships at Aspen, Colorado, Nancy Green twisted down the two runs of the slalom today in the combined time of 1 minute, 28 and 48 100 seconds to add that event to her downhill victory of yesterday. The sweep for Miss Green sent her into first place in world competition. She now has 151 points to 150 for Isabelle Mir of France. The men's race followed the women's competition, and after one run down the course, Jean-Claude Killy of France has a wide lead, almost 2 full seconds, over Alfred Matt of Austria. Today's play was suspended at mid-afternoon in the Citrus Open in Orlando, Florida, because of heavy rain, and it was eventually canceled. Most of the leaders were on the course when play was halted. For Julius Burrus, the day had to be frustrating. Julie finished his round before the rain, and what a round, 6 under par 66, the best so far in the tournament. And it was washed out. He'll have to play another third round tomorrow along with everybody else. Peggy Fleming, America's only gold medal winner in the Winter Olympic Games last month, said today that she will retire from competition on March 29th. That's the day Miss Fleming returns to the United States from a 3-month tour that included the Olympics, the World Figure Skating Championships, and right now, a 12-day tour of the Soviet Union. Peggy's mother insisted that Peggy has no intentions of joining any professional troop. When asked about her plans, now that she has no more worlds left to conquer, so to speak, Pretty Peggy said she'd just go home and collapse. How about that, Ed?
I think you better do that, too.
Yes, sir. In Detroit, two well-known college flanker backs met today in track and field in the NCAA indoor 60-yard high hurdles, and Tennessee's Richmond Flowers dethroned Southern Cal's Earl McCulloch in meet matching time, 7 seconds flat. An upset victory by Kentucky Jim Green. He's a freshman at Kentucky. He won the 60-yard dash in 6 flat. The Detroit Pistons' NBA playoff hopes got a severe jolt today. Eddie Miles, who's averaged 28 points a game over the last 8 contests, will miss at least the next 2 games because of a bone chip in his right ankle. In exhibition baseball, Pittsburgh 7, Philadelphia 4, Washington 9, Boston nothing, Chicago 3, Detroit 1, Houston 5, Minnesota 2, Atlanta 2, Oakland nothing, St. Louis 5, the New York Mets 4, and the Yankees game with Cincinnati rained out in Fort Lauderdale. And that's the late sports news, Ed. Now, this word about State Farm.
Hi, I'm Phil Foster. Do you know which company is the biggest car insurance company there is? Because it offers the best car insurance value there is? You don't know? You don't know? Okay. The name of this company begins with State Farm and ends with Mutual. Didn't get it, huh? I'll give you a hint.
for your car and your home and your life. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Mel Allen. The latest sports news and results will be heard again later today on Monitor. West Montgomery on Coast to Coast Monitor. If you live in the vicinity of Winston-Salem, North Carolina, you hear us on WSJS. Hello, Winston-Salem. After a quick roll call of all our NBC stations, we'll be back with you again.
Al Capp of the University of North Dakota, later this evening, on Monitor.